We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
New data shows San Francisco's population is actually growing, bucking the pandemic-era exodus we've been seeing the past few years. And for more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Matier. So, Phil, first of all, how did they get the numbers wrong?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, it was the state, and they were counting one way, and then they turned around and readjusted them. I'm not sure if it was the timeline that they were looking at or exactly how. But the upshot is that the news is that, yes, we have grown in the Bay Area population since the pandemic exit. Now, here's the deal. San Francisco, for example, in 2022-23 is up 4,682 people, all right? The downside is that between 20 and 21, they lost 30,000. So overall, we're still down about 24,000 people. Now, we're seeing the same sort of uptick in Santa Clara and Alameda, with San Francisco coming in number three in terms of percentage growth. But, Margie, this is not the first time we've seen the numbers have to be readjusted. And I'm not sure it's cause for setting off fireworks or something like that, but it is better news than we were seeing.
Yeah, that is good. So is San Francisco bouncing back if we're still down 24,000?
I wouldn't call it a bounce, no. And I know that state officials are jumping on these new numbers as proof that the doom loop is not as bad as people have been projecting. But some of that is California is shrinking as well, and people are leaving it in numbers that can be disturbing. If it weren't for foreign immigration into California, we'd actually be seeing bigger shrinks. And the same is true with San Francisco. Now, in terms of the bounce back, I'm going to roll back the clock just a little bit. It was about 10 or 15 years ago that San Francisco, along with Boston, were the two cities that actually saw their populations grow to get bigger than they were before World War II. In other words, these were big cities that saw, you know, the flight to the suburbs, and then over years and years between immigration and empty nesters deciding that they wanted to come back in and have an urban experience, the population in San Francisco just exploded. And the result was a lot of high-rise towers all around the downtown that we saw being built, both for the techies coming in and for people who wanted to move downsize and have go to the symphony and go to the shows. We're, unfortunately, a lot of those places have yet to recover, and people did move out and they haven't come back. So it's good news. It could be worse, but it's, like I said, we got a ways to go, Margie. And, you know, especially in the downtown part of San Francisco, where it's not just, you know, the apartments are empty, but it's also the offices are empty. And that's one part of this population shift that is not always expressed. And that is, San Francisco has 840,000 people who live in it, 840,000-850,000 people that live in it. But before the pandemic, remember, the daytime population would swell that to over a million. And that hasn't come back. And those are the people who spend a lot of money, and we need to get them too. So it's not just people moving back. We got to get people commuting back as well.
Thanks, as always, Phil Matier. The interviews are posted in the on-demand section, or you can use the Rewind feature to listen to it back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.